My, that was a wonderful story, Wendy, Mother.
And to think, the prince found Cinderella.
Now, children, into your nighties and into bed.
Yay! And a little less noise there.
Ahem.
Peter, Peter, you've got a smudge on your face. Allow me, Peter, Peter, to wipe it away. I know it's just an old excuse to feel your touch. Well, I want to feel your touch. Peter, Peter, your hair is all out of place. Allow me, Peter, Peter, to fix it, I pray. I have to touch you to make sure you're really real. And I want to know you're real. The touch of you I cherish. I long for it night and day. Without your touch, I'll perish. So I've got to find some way. Let's see, it's really true. Believe me, Peter, Peter, you've got a mosquito on you. All right, it's just a poor excuse to feel your touch. Well, I want to feel your touch, 'cause I love you very much.
What are your exact feelings for me, Peter?
Those of a devoted son, Wendy.
Oh, I thought so.
You're so puzzling. There's something or other you want to be to me, and it's not my mother.
No, indeed it isn't.
Then what is it?
Well, it isn't for a lady to tell.
Little less noise there.
You sound just like Father, Peter.
Oh, if only you could really be their father and I their mother.
Wendy, you're wrong about mothers. When I ran away from home, I stayed away for ages and ages. Then I flew back, but the window was barred. My mother'd forgotten all about me. There was another little boy sleeping in my bed.
Oh, no. John?
Yes, Wendy?
John, did you hear what Peter said?
Oh, I did, Wendy. Let's go back.
Peter, are you sure mothers are like that?
Yes.
Oh, John, Michael, get dressed quickly. We're going back.
Don't leave us, Wendy!
I must.
Not tonight.
At once. Peter, will you make the necessary arrangements?
If you wish. Tinkerbell will fly with you and take you across the sea. Don't you dare drop her in the sea, Tink!
Dear ones, if you'll all come with me, I feel almost certain I can get my mother and father to adopt you.
But won't they think us rather a handful?
Oh, no. Why, it'll only mean having a few beds in the drawing room, and they can be hidden behind screens when we have visitors.
Peter! Millie, go!
Oh, come on, please come on.
All right.
Yay!
Peter.
I'm not going with you, Wendy.
Oh, yes, Peter.
No.
Please, Peter. You're our captain.
Now then, no fuss, no blubbering. I hope you like your mothers. Tink, lead the way. Tink, why are you back so soon? Wendy and the boys captured by the pirates. Where's my dagger? I'll rescue her. I'll... Tink! You're wounded. Oh, Tink! Dear Tink! Are you dying? Oh, Tink! Her light is growing faint. If it goes out, that means she's dead. Her voice is so low, I can scarcely hear what she's saying. She says she thinks she could get well again if children believed in fairies. Oh, do you believe in fairies? Please say that you believe. If you believe, clap your hands. Clap your hands! To rescue Wendy!